It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Drew Brees, the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, says he's not anti-LGBTQ, despite working with an organization that opposes LGBTQ marriage and adoption.
Right.
He recently appeared in a video to promote Bring Your Bible to School Day, which was part of a campaign by a group called Focus on the Family.
Hey guys, Drew Brees here. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we live by faith, not by sight. So I want to encourage you to live out your faith on Bring Your Bible to School Day and share God's love with friends. You're not alone.
That's 2 Corinthians. I remember what that was.
Sounds, harmless, right? He's just saying, if you want to, bring your Bible to school. What's wrong with that?
People in the LGBTQ community were furious that Brees would argue or agree with to work with a Focus on the Family agency in any capacity concerning the group's position on homosexuality. So today, he responded.
I was not aware of any of the things they said about them lobbying for, you know, anti-gay, any type of messaging or inequality or any type of hate related stuff. I was not aware of that at all. The video itself was just focused on National Bring Your Bible to School Day. It was not promoting any group, certainly not promoting any group that is associated with that type of behavior. Because I know that there, unfortunately, there are Christian organizations out there that are involved in that kind of thing. And to me, that is totally against what being a Christian is all about.
Mm-hmm. I give him a pass on this because I'm not sure he knew the whole history of the founder, who said some pretty out there things about using violence against transgender people. I mean, he's the founder of this organization is kind of out there. But did Drew Brees know the whole history of it? It doesn't sound like he did.
Being a Christian is love. It's forgiveness. It's respecting all. It's accepting all. It's everything that I said in the video that hopefully you guys saw and everybody else will. So what's a shame is that people will make headlines just to get hits, just to get views, and all of a sudden these rumors spread that are completely untrue. So shame on them.
Leave him alone. Literally the class of the NFL. You've never heard a single negative thing about Drew Brees.
Right,
a ton of community work. He's beloved down in New Orleans.
Yes,
and a great guy.
And what he, what that institution did for the city of New Orleans in the rebuild following Katrina,
unbelievable.
And what he specifically did is above and beyond, and not heralded. He lives by that word, and that is completely appropriate, right? If a guy wants to live by his religious faith like that, and he wants to spread what he considers to be the good news, and then he does that. That's okay. It's not like he's standing up for, you know, like hating on people. That's the point he's making. This isn't about hate. This is about love.
People are trying to make him own everything that the founder of that organization has stood for, and I don't think that's fair.
Right. All right.
So. Give you a pass, Travis.
Everybody got to be furious about everything around here. We got Bears.
We got Bears Packers to worry about.
I'll tell you what I'm going to be furious about. Kevin and I just got into a fight in the hallway.
Because Roe's projecting his nervousness on me. He's like, look, Kevin's nervous too. Kevin's nervous too. Oh my God, Kevin's nervous. Everybody's nervous. I'm not the only one nervous. See? Other people are nervous just like me. I'm not nervous.
That is exactly how it went, actually.
I can't imagine.
It's not Kevin making fun of me. That's actually how it sounded. That was a perfect replay. All right, checking in at
number four.
Oh, Marianne Williamson has responded to criticism of her recent tweet about praying for those in the way of Hurricane Dorian. Hmm. In a since-deleted tweet posted on Wednesday, Williamson wrote, "The Bahamas, Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas." She lives out of Alabama. Why would she do that?
She lives in Alabama.
She left out Alabama.
Yeah,
sorry.
Gotcha.
She said to all those people, "May all be in our prayers now. Millions of us seeing Dorian turn away from land is not a wacky idea. It is a creative use of the power of the mind. 2 minutes of prayer, visualization, meditation for those in the way of the storm. What?
Dude.
I mean, fine. Have faith. But that is not how you save yourself from an oncoming hurricane. Because the hurricane's going to do what it's going to do.
Can you imagine her just like standing in front of this incoming hurricane? Like, okay, use the mind and like going all Professor X at the hurricane. Or, sorry, that's an X-Men reference, by the way.
The thanks
for letting us know, because I don't think anyone.
Yeah, I knew someone was not going to know.
I had an idea.
Someone.
I didn't.
You mean all of us. Oh, all right, now, hold on. During an appearance on America This Week, what the hell's America This Week with Eric Bolling? Remember him?
From Fox News.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had second thoughts on deleting the tweet.
Well, it's interesting because I don't think I should have taken it down. I took it down because all the trolls started, all the stuff started, and I had this momentary just get rid of it, although getting rid of it is ridiculous because when you're a political candidate or any person in the public eye and you delete a tweet, it actually brings more attention. I said the most traditional thing in the world. Well, you know, anytime there's a tragedy, we say my thoughts and prayers are with you. How about my thoughts and prayers are with you while you're going through the tragedy? And so what could be more traditional than to talk about praying? This is not bizarre.
No.
It was morphed into, and I didn't see the actual tweet, but like the Washington Post headline said, she said you could use the power of mind to change Hurricane Dorian's course. Was that what she was saying?
I just like every wackadoodle has come up with their own theory on what they can do to get the hurricane to go away. You had the nuclear weapon idea. You had the guy, see the YouTube of the guy said, if you just put ice in the water, that'll make it cold and then the hurricane will dissipate.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got Marianne Williamson, think it away. See what's going on there? How about there are just some things that we are not in control of and we have to accept that. And then we have to work around it.
Isn't that what she's saying? Long-term goals like climate change, you know, fixing that problem.
Here we go. Can we just talk Bears-Packers? I don't give a crap about Marianne Williamson today.
Number three.
Go Bears.
I'm sorry. I don't care about anything right now except Bears-Packers.
I know. He's mad. He's mad. Even me mentioning that he might be nervous. I'm not nervous. I like beer.
I like beer.
In the words of Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X.
Yeah. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he's number three.
He called
the rivalry matchup a fitting game for the first of the year.
I think it's pretty fitting, you know, considering it's the oldest rivalry in the game. We've played each other, you know, so many times, 190 some times over the course of our histories.
All right, shut up. That's it. Hold on.
Let him keep talking. Come on.
He didn't mention hear him in his little thin voice telling me about things. Yeah, another thing.
Is he still sporting that big stash? The Aaron Rodgers. Have we seen the recent picture
bit
of him? Okay. I did not like that.
He grew it in for the Canadian trip.
I like the stash on a Bears fan. I don't like it on Aaron Rodgers.
I will agree with you on that one.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, look at this. See?
Glad everybody's in.
Getting
see,
along.
You know Packers what? Fans and Bears fans unite on one thing.
Kumbaya.
Number two.
The superfans joined WGN Morning News this morning to perform a new song in honor of the NFL opening of their 100th season. Blah, blah, blah. We know about all of this, right? And the song, similar to all the rest, superfans profess their undying love for the Bears. It may sound familiar.
Every Sunday, well, I know I'm going to be sitting in my favorite chair.
I'll be decked out in my Walter Payton jersey and my lucky blue and orange underwear.
And the Packers and the Lions and the Vikes, when they play us, they ain't got a frickin' prayer. I'm excited, cause they're gonna win the Super Bowl in the centennial season for the Bears. The Bears will play 100 years, and they will win 1,000 more. When the game is done, the Bears will have the highest score.
Oh my God. That's beautiful. Oh man.
All right, there you go. All right, we're going to get to number one because you're not going to believe number one. We're giving it all the runway it needs here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really something when you hear it. So stay tuned for that. But first, Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
A Chicago food pantry goes high tech. We'll explain coming up.
This week on Chicago's Best, the team is celebrating its 300th episode with special guests Rick Bayless, Graham Elliott, Miguel Cervantes, and Stephanie Izard. It's Chicago's Best 300th episode with the special chef guests Sunday night at 10, WGN-TV.
Congratulations to them. All right, here we go. Finally in the top five.
Number one.
Okay. So an Ohio man decided it was a good idea to call police and complain with profanities that the police has stolen his weed.
Oh, gosh. I can see where this is going.
Now, Ohio is not a recreational state, so they don't. It would be illegal. So the Sharonville Police Department decided, you know, for all the other young stoners out there, maybe this should be an example of what not to do. So they put it up on their Facebook page.
Sharonville Police, this is Cindy.
Hi, I need to do a complaint about two Sharonville cops. They stole my weed last night.
Okay, let me have you talk to a supervisor.
All right.
Hold on just a moment.
Hello? Hi, is this a sheriff?
This is Sergeant Mark Duddleson with the Sharonville Police. How can I help you?
All right, my name's... So I had two cops come here last night and steal my weed, and I want it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure they're happy to oblige.
The complaint department is open.
Where? What address are you talking about?
Yeah, I was staying at a hotel last night at the time. My wife had some problem. They had to call them, and my wife had my weed in their purse. And the motherfucking cops took it. It was only like 4 grams, but it was really good weed. It was only like 4 grams, but it was like, you know, prestige weed. Prestige. And the motherfucking took it. And from what I know, 100 grams is cool, right? Or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
I'm wrong.
Oh, gee. Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a deflating moment right there. Like, oh. I'm wrong.
Or am I wrong is a question you do not want to ever ask the police.
Right.
Or am I wrong?
Or maybe I'm wrong on
Wait,
that.
Wait, am I breaking law right now?
What do you mean by that? Do you think it's cool? Where did you get that information
What are you talking about? 100 grams is legal. Am I wrong?
No, it's not.
What county is this?
This isn't Hamilton County.
Hamilton County, 100 grams is legal.
Okay, well, I mean, it's not. I'm just here to tell you that it's not.
What do you mean it's not, dude? Where you been the past 2 months? 2 months ago, it got past 100 grams. You guys don't take it. No f***ing ticket. I know I'm right here, dude. Don't try to talk to me like I'm dumb.
Oh, God. That's the way you should always talk with an officer if you want good results. It's just classic.
If you'd like to come down and file a complaint against these officers, you can do it in person.
No, bullshit. I want my weed back. It was only 4 grams. And it happened at like 2:30 last night. Did those motherfuckers turn in any weed? Did they say any weed? Or, I guarantee you, they put it right in their pockets.
Okay, well,
I'll take this as far as you want to go. If you think you're going to me around with this bullshit, dude, you're wrong. I'm just going to go over your head. Oh. Yeah. I want my motherfucking weed back.
Okay.
Okay. All right. This is why the guy should be on weed. If I were them, I would give him the weed back.
He needs it.
Sounds dangerous when he's not on his grandma Kush or whatever.
They didn't turn it in, did they? Did any cops turn in any weed last night around 2:33 a.m.? I guarantee you they didn't. They stole my weed. It was only 4 grams. And I'm allowed to have up to 100 grams. I know the law. I know my rights.
Okay.
You know, and if you're not going to help me out, I'm going to go over your head.
Can you stop talking for a second? Okay.
What?
So now it's 200, huh? Okay.
What hotel were you at?
Oh,
I don't know. Some hotel in Sharonville.
Good answer.
But I woke up in the morning. I asked my wife where my motherfucking weed was, and she said the cops came and took it. It was only 4 grams, but it was good weed.
So the
and those
so
motherfuckers stole it.
So the police officers took it from your wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my wife said to them, she said to them, no, 100 grams is legal. And they said, ugh, and they kind of laughed, you know, tell it to the judge kind of bullshit.
I hope this is a happy ending.
Okay, what's your wife's name?
Hey, I'm not trying to get all this information out, man. I just
Why
want
not?
My feedback.
you called me. You are complaining
I know how it's all working. I feel like you're just trying to trap me right now. And I'm not falling into that game, man. All I want is my motherfucking weed back.
I mean,
so did he get his weed back?
I don't know. Let's find out.
You know, can you at least answer me a question? Did them two cops that were in Sharonville last night, did they turn in any weed?
What's your wife's name?
Marilyn Manson is my wife's name.
Okay.
But anyway, back to my point and why I called you for your help.
Yeah.
Did any Sharonville cops turn in any weed last night?
How do you think it's possible that you call me and be completely unreasonable, and then I can't have a conversation with you and you expect any kind of result?
I'm not trying to be unreasonable to you.
Okay, what's your wife's name?
Answer me the simple question.
What's your wife's
name? Did any Sharonville cops turn in any weed last night? They didn't. They took my weed and they stuck it in their pocket.
Okay. And finally?
Okay, what's your wife's name?
My wife said it was some young guy and some bald fat that came here and took it. They didn't give me no ticket. If it's illegal, they said they would tell it to the judge kind of bullshit. Where's my weed ticket then, if it's not legal? They took my but anyway, I can tell this is a losing situation. I just want you to look into it. Last night, 2:30, there were two cops here that stole my weed. And that's it. You have a good evening, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Wow.
So it was a happy ending.
I feel bad for that guy. Apparently it was really good weed.
Yeah.
He was part right. Cincinnati passed some kind of legislation that decriminalized up to 100 grams. But outside of Cincinnati...
That's an ordinance in Cincinnati.
You're out of luck.
Yeah.
Classic mix up with the law.
Yeah, not in Sharonville.
Not in Sharonville.
No. You know what? This is not the rules in Sharonville. Oh, my God.
But
by the end of the thing, I kind of do feel like the cop stole the weed.
I know. You convinced me.
You're on his side?
I kind of come with him on that.
Sounds like this was a robbery.
Right. Yeah, it really does. It was like, where is his ticket? That's a good point. I mean, where is his ticket? I mean, that's good. Then don't worry about it.
A lot of question marks with this story.
Yeah. Maybe it was, super great weed.
Still not sure the jury really is on his side if this goes all the way to court.
Yeah. It's a lose-lose.
He loses. Yeah.
I like this guy, though, representing himself in a court of law. That'd be a lot of
fun.
Screw Mike Monaco. We're using this guy.
The top five at five.